Hello there! Kapag narinig mo ang salitang balanced life, ano unang pumapasok sa isipan mo? Relationships, work, fitness, health, and emotional well-being? Yes, syempre naman. Pero bihira nating maisip ang home environment at kung paano nito sinusuportahan ang ating well-being. After careful consideration and study of creating a healthy home environment, I realized that everyone needs to develop essential habits that homemakers do very effectively in their daily lives. Ikaw ba ay single and want to be an independent working mother, young or old, with or without a helper or a stay-at-home man or dad? You need these essential habits. But before that, I want to share a quick story with you. It's about my real-life homemaking mentor, ang Ate Pearly ko, and how a visit to her house inspired me. My name is Elisa. Welcome to the Cafetayo where I share what God has put on my heart. Dinala ko ng Diyos sa maraming karanasan sa buhay, kaya naman narito ako para i-share ito sa inyo at sa mga susunod pang henerasyon. So grab your favorite coffee, make yourself at home, and join me as God equips us on what to take each day. The title of this fourth episode, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Homemakers. May isa akong mas nakakatandang kapatid na babae na sobrang sipag maglinis ng bahay at mangalaga ng kanyang pamilya. Ang una kong napansin sa kanya ay ang maayos na nakasalansa ng mga gamit sa loob ng bahay. Kahit ang dami, hindi magulong tingnan. Kahit magbukas ka ng cabinet niya, para kang bumisita sa loob ng department store. Dahil naka-fold ng pantay-pantay, pati yung mga naka-hanger, sobrang neat. Marunong ka bang magtupi ng mga fitted sheets? Tanungin mo siya. Maganda ang atmosphere ng bahay niya. So light, very comfortable at warm. Marami siyang maganda rin ng pagkain. Lahat ng favorite, makikita mo sa table. Bubusugin ka talaga dahil masarap din siyang magluto. Habang kumakain, nag-enjoy kami sa napakaraming kwentuhan. Nakikita ko ang maraming memories sa table na yon. Ang mga holidays at special occasions na sineselebrate, hosted parties at mga friends na very welcome sa kanyang tahanan. Alam kong napaka-strong ng bond niya sa kanyang family. She guided them with a strong faith and grace. Dahil mahusay na teacher ang kapatid ko, nagtayo siya ng sarili niyang school. Maraming kamag-anak na nag-benefit sa school na yon. Although my sister is a widow and our parents are gone, she has been our strong pillar. Sabi sa nabasa ko, everyone needs a home to live in, but a supportive family is what builds a home. And that's my sister to us. Hindi naman kakaiba ang ate ko sa iba, pero ang balancing pamumuhay niya bilang entrepreneur at homemaker ay nakakainganya para gawing magandang halimbawa sa buhay ko. Marami siyang natulungan ng mga tao na magkaroon ng trabaho at mga batang napag-aral ng libre sa kanyang school. Habang tinitingnan ko ang mga homemakers na naging malaking influence sa aking buhay, nakatulong ito sa akin na ayusin ang aking mga iniisip. Dumaan ako sa trial and error. Ang motherhood ay may parehong advantage at disadvantage. Kaya sa pagkakataong ito, let's learn the 7 essential homemaking habits that highly effective homemakers embrace. Habit number 1. Live with vision. A pleasant home to live in doesn't just happen. Dapat ma-visualize mo muna kung di mo alam kung saan ka pupunta, paano ka makakarating. Effective homemakers have a vision. Kailangan natin ang matinding pag-iisip na may kasamang panalangin para maging makatotohanan ang isang puno ng kaayusan at mapayapang tahanan. Talagang tinatrabaho yun. But it all starts with the vision. Sasamantalin ko ang opportunity na to para pasalamatan ng Lord sa lahat ng kanyang nagawa at ginagawa sa aking buhay. I have so many mistakes sa aking mga napagdaanan na naging dahilan para evaluate ko ang nakaraan at matutunan ko kung paano ang buhay ko ay umaayon sa kalooban ng Diyos. Salamat sa kanyang never-ending grace na nagpalaya sa akin sa condemnation na binigyan ko rin ng grace ang sarili ko. Whether sa motherhood ba yan o sa pag-develop ng orderly and peaceful home. Habit number 2, follow a daily routine. Sabi nga, effective homemakers don't just let life happen to them. They have a plan. Kailangan mo ng sistema para mag-workout ang nai-envision mo para sa buhay mo. Ito yung makakatanggal ng stress at overwhelming na mga obligations sa buhay. Siyempre naman, minsan di natin magagawa palagi. One time, nagkasakit ako. Sobrang overwhelming sa akin to keep the house in good order. Pwede ka talaga ma-interrupt ng pagkakasakit. Or maybe nag-brown out. Nawalan ng tubig o may family affairs at circumstances na outside sa iyong control. We live in a time where family life is very busy. Napakaraming dapat tandaan at napakaraming dapat gawin sa bawat araw. Well, I can show you what my schedule currently looks. I call it daily routines. Just message me on my Messenger account. It will also give you some helpful ideas for creating your own schedule. Habit number 3, get up early. Sabi sa nabasa ko sa isang article, the most successful people get up early. Kapag nagising ka ng mas maaga, may advantage ka na magkaroon ng some quiet time para sa sarili mo, para magbasa, magpray, o kaya mag-exercise or just get your day started. As of now, nag-open ako ng store just a table with coffee and some snacks at the front of our house. Dati kasi online lang. During weekdays ko ito ginagawa at 3 oras lang sa hapon. Kaya maaga akong gumigising to do my quiet times and household chores. Habit number 4, plan meals. Consider preparing meals with local and seasonal ingredients. During my early stage in marriage, ang mother-in-law ko minsan sinasama niya akong mamili. Nagbabase siya kasi sa kung ano available sa local market o sa mismong lugar ng mga bagsakan ng sariwang pagkain. Mas makakamura nga naman at mas maraming mabibili mo sa konting budget. Much better if you have a plan. And also add foods that are rich in nutrient values. How can we know that? Just buy more of the darker colored fruits and vegetables. Available naman sa palengke ang mga fresh meats. Pwede rin naman ang frozen meats pero huwag i-stack ng lalagpas sa isang linggo. Kung nahihirapan kang magplano ng iyong mga meals at kailangan ng tulong sa area na to, DM mo lang ako and I can give you a copy of my 4-week cycle menu. Magiging madali sa'yo na gumawa ng mga shopping lists. Habit number 5, declutter and organize. Ang decluttering ay nangangailangan ng consistency. Ito yung mga bagay na paulit-ulit na ginagawa para maging habit. Hindi pwede yung mag-declutter tayo ngayon tapos na. Alam ko, isa pa itong challenging, lalo na kung maliit ang space. We have a relatively a small space for our family. Kahit na may mga pangarap akong balang araw ay magkaroon ng maraming spaces and storage, for now, I must actively work to keep clutter away and find a home for everything within the limits of our small space. Once you've decluttered everything, make sure each item has a place and your home will be so much easier to keep organized. Habit number 6, use a cleaning schedule. Over the years, gumagamit ako ng isang plano. Hindi man perfect pero pinanatili nitong organize ang isip ko kapag may plan akong sinusundan. If I miss a day, I can still catch up on another day. Ang mahalaga ay nagagawa ito. I can give you also my cleaning schedule bilang example. I develop my daily routines. If you need help in this area, DM mo lang ako. I also highly recommend looking into Fly Lady or Clean Mama on the internet. They are so inspiring na nakagawa ko ng sarili kong cleaning schedule dahil dito. Ito yung sistema ng housework na kasalukuyang ginagamit ko para sa amin. Kung may helper ka, pwede niyang sundan ito para sa'yo. And finally, habit number 7, cultivate a cheerful, thankful spirit. This is the most important habit, parang Mother Teresa. It is not the magnitude of our actions, but the amount of love that is put into them that matters. Ito yung susi para maging selfless tayo sa ating pamilya. Hindi mo naisipin kung gaano kabigat ang mga trabahong bahay. You will still slow down and focus on how to serve your family with love. There's always time for what matters most to you. Huwag mo isipin na sinasabi ko na hindi ka effective homemaker kung nag-struggle ka sa depression o discouragement at times. Lahat naman tayo dumaranas ng mga panahon na yan. At kung mas malalim pa yung struggle mo, okay lang din na humingi ng tulong. When the difficult situation arises, as it always will, try to focus sa mga bagay na nakapag-build up sa iyong family. As Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about such things. Itapon natin ang pressure ng idealism. Kung sa umpisa ng araw, ang sigla natin, then pagdating ng lunchtime, parang lanta na. Okay lang yun. Madalas mangyari sa akin yan. Tanggapin natin ang grace ng Lord. Don't beat ourselves up. Ang pakikinig at pagsunod kay Jesus ay parang exercise. Nagsisimula tayo kung saan at lumalago mula doon. Ito ang isa sa mga main reason ko kung bakit ako gumigising ng maaga. May pamilya akong inaasikaso at nagpapatakbo ng small business sa bahay. Ibig ko sabihin, I still have time. Nagbabasa ako ng few chapters from the Bible every day. Nag-journaling, nagpe-pray, nakikinig ng podcast, nagke-K-drama, active ako sa social media, naliligo at nag-aayos ng sarili. Maliliit na bagay na nagbibigay buhay sa akin at nagpapasigla sa araw-araw. Siyong sa'yo, ano yun? I've been a full-time homemaker for 32 years and I'm still learning new things and growing. Hindi pa ako ganap na dumating doon habang nagbabago kasi ang ating kondisyon sa buhay. We will find our methods and system need to be changed from time to time. So join me in prayer. Lord, I come to you humbly. Help me to change. Help me to improve so I can be more loving, peaceful, organized, cheerful, and thankful for everything no matter what my condition is. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you walk away from this episode feeling encouraged and empowered to create a healthier home and to keep it with a bit more order without worrying. Be sure to follow me on Spotify, and if this episode was helpful to you, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you think someone else would enjoy it and it could help them improve their home environment, please share it with them. And if you share on social media, the hashtag Cafetayo with Elisa Camara would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening!